Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Hey, Little Victories. We always start in the show with Little Victories. And it is, what the hell day is it?
It's a hump day. How about
that? Is it Wednesday? Thank you. My kids are at their dad's this week, which is not the plan, and it's just throwing me all for a loop, I don't know what day it is anymore, and I'm so confused.
Okay. We running together now. Is it one of those? Like, we running together?
Like, what are these? Yeah,
it's a Moet Friday.
And the funny thing is,
we don't know which one it is.
I got stuff every day on my calendar, and I still don't know what day it is.
It's tough out here, dog.
It is, man. All right, my little victory is that I have things on my calendar, and that I have a full life. You know what? That's the finding the positive in it. I may be confused because the week is off, but at least I have a calendar.
At least we're busy, dog.
Some people don't have anything to do, anywhere to go. Mm-hmm. Some people don't even have a job.
Well, some people enjoy that, too, though. Little victory, like, they're like, oh, thank goodness I got nothing to do.
I know.
Nowhere to go.
I should be grateful for my life.
That part, too.
That's about what Little Victories is about. I got a full calendar and ladies' night tonight. Yes.
Ooh, ladies' night.
Ooh.
Look at you.
Forgot till I just thought about it.
Ladies' night slight. Okay.
Look out. What's your little victory?
My little victory is I'm 10 toes. I'm standing up. You know, same. Busy. Got a lot of things on the calendar, but I'm just blessed because right now I got to like really focus on the positivity because I don't necessarily got it all in my spirit. So I'm just going to say positive, everything plus signs only, chat.
That's what little victories is about. Say. Forcing you to find the positive when you're not feeling it. See?
That part. Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. You got your standing up.
I'm standing, literally.
Your legs are working.
Literally, figuratively, metaphorically, I'm standing.
Little victories, finding the positive. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ, good morning. It's morning, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Here we are, Weba.
I want to shout out Anna from Milwaukee. She's texted in already this morning because you can text or call us, 414-533-1037. People are up. She said, I went to the 21 Pilots concert last night and still made my 5 a.m. workout.
Oh, wow.
That's her little victory.
Wow. Woo! You got to clap it up for that one.
That's amazing, Anna, that you went to a concert and you still made it to the gym. Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia, texted me last night and said, you at the show? I said, no, Hudson's at his dad's. He said, I thought you were bringing Hudson. I said, I'm not. He said, well, it's Emerson's first concert. So they took their son.
Emerson
for
the first show?
At least he did. I don't know if they both did. But it was a first show. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I told you it would have been a good first show, but I get it. You're not going to force your first show on your kid.
I had my kids for not an an insane amount of time, but I've had them a lot. My ex has been traveling. He's been out of town. And one day I looked at Hudson. I'm just going to tell. And Hudson looked sad. And I said, what's wrong, buddy? And he said, I don't know. I gotta miss my dad. And I went, you wanna go to dad's?
What's up?
I'll drop you off. No, then they left and I was sad, of course.
Well, naturally. Naturally. Come on, dog. You're like, what, you wanna leave? What's up?
Yes,
there's the door.
Exactly.
But come back.
But come back. So I took them to their dad's and it was a much needed check-in. And their grandparents are coming to town. There's so many exciting things at dad's house. So I did not go to the tour. That's my long explanation for why I didn't just go and take a friend. I was like, you know what? It's too late to make plans. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that Anna went and she made it to her class this morning.
That's crazy. I don't know if I would have done all that now.
Shelly from Walski's texted in. Well, I went to bed at 8 p.m. You know what, Shelly? We're talking about the 21 Pilot show last night.
You had to brag? What are you doing, Shelly? 8 p.m. Look at you.
Rude. All right. So good morning, everybody. We're back. It's Wednesday. That's why I'm confused on what day it is because my whole schedule's off with my children.
Yeah.
But we have more Ed Sheeran tickets today. He's coming to Summerfest. You can't even buy these things yet. Not till tomorrow. And we're giving them away all week long on the show.
We've been slinging them things all week long on this show. So it's like people been bragging me like, oh, I got Ed Sheeran tickets. People probably like, how? What do you mean? You can't buy them yet. Like,
you can't.
Oh, don't want them from Ali and DZ.
Exactly. It could be you today. We're giving them away after Am I the Jerk. And that's not it. We have Brandy and Monica. If you know, you know. If you're from my generation, you know about Brandy and Monica.
Stacked.
And they're coming to Fiserv in next month, October. So we're giving those away as well on the show.
Who's opening for them? I know they got to be bringing some openers.
Do Brandy and Monica need an opener?
I mean, at least a DJ. At least to keep the vibes going for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, fair. I don't know. It may... Oh, it's going to feature special guests.
It's one of them rotators.
Like Kelly Rowland.
Ooh.
Mooney Long.
Ooh, Money.
Money Long. I always try to say
money,
it Mooney.
Money.
But
I know. I say Mooney too, trust me.
She had one song, so that's all. But anyway, and there's people that may come in and out of
it.
So
rotators.
That's cool. All right, we got those tickets too.
I'm not mad at it.
If you go to our website, I feel like this is just like we're doing housekeeping. We have so many things. We have tickets on our website as well for Adam Sandler, comedy things.
Sandman.
If you go to 1037kissfm.com or sign up for our Susan G. Komen team, which is this Sunday.
You know, if we trying to put me in something pink and special.
Oh, yeah, we have to order that today.
Did we decide?
No, we'll decide today and order it. We're going to decide what you're wearing on Sunday and order it.
Let's get it.
Okay, so much happening. You ready for the question of the day?
Nope, not
whatsoever.
We're
talking streaming services. Everybody knows about this. Everybody's got an opinion on this. Let's go.
Oh, no.
We're ready. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
DZ, there was something on your teeth and it looked like you were trying to do something for Halloween.
I look like I had a stain.
You had one black tooth, just one.
Like a missing tooth situation? It was the chocolate, the granola chocolate bar that I was eating.
I thought you were trying to pull a Halloween prank on me. I'm like, what is going on your teeth?
I saw your face go crazy on me and I was like, what's wrong?
No, your tooth's back now. Now I see your white teeth.
Let me take another swig of water.
Yeah, it's just me and you, but I was like, is he got something on his teeth? That's really funny.
One of my worst fears is having some on my teeth in front of people. Oh, no matter who it is.
It's Halloween season, so it made sense.
It counts.
Okay, we're talking streaming subscriptions on the question of the day because it turns out that we are all canceling our subscriptions more and more. And a friend of mine told me this was going to happen.
Really?
A friend of mine who's a TV producer, shout out to the Beaverts. He said it's so oversaturated, meaning there's like 35,000 shows or something crazy online now that we have so many streaming shows, people are overwhelmed and most of them aren't even getting watched.
I believe that.
Because there's too many shows, okay?
And too many options, yeah.
Yep. So it's causing a problem. So it was only a matter of time before the streaming services either some get kicked out, some bring back how much content they have, but it had to happen, okay?
Well, and content rotates, so all of a sudden it goes off on one streaming platform. 2 weeks or 2 months later, it's on the next streaming platform.
So confusing.
Oh, man, I could just keep watching this.
Well, and it's confusing the way things move and change all the time. Mm-hmm. So they said that the subscription boom is finally bursting. It's finally happening now.
Way.
It's bursting. Everyone is changing their mind.
I just started jumping on.
Well, they're dropping things they do, basically. So we're pulling back all of our household spending on subscriptions. It was $40. People are trying to pull it back to $37 a month. So it is slowly decreasing. Like, it's happening slowly where you're canceling one service. It's going to keep happening.
It's going to keep happening.
I have, like, all of them except for Paramount, and sometimes I don't know why. I go, why do I have all these? I never watch Prime. I rarely ever watch HBO outside of Sex and the City, and even that's boring me, if I can be quite honest.
I'll be on HBO.
I'm not, and I'm like, you know, even I want to get rid of Disney, quite honestly. Hulu, and I need the Kardashians, but other than that, I'm not even watching Disney.
I was going to say, Disney got live TV now. They do Hulu Connective. Disney's probably one of the best ones to keep, in my opinion.
What is Disney? Do I have to pay for the live TV on Disney?
I think you can add packages.
Okay,
you
so
can
I
add
don't
different
have live
packages,
TV on Disney.
But they already got certain programs or certain things, like certain matches. They started doing golf rounds. They started doing sporting events that are already being played when you just have the subscription.
Well,
you could pay for more, but you could just watch some.
Apple TV I never use. They said that's the streamer subscribers are most likely to cancel.
Apple TV?
I think because so many of us get it.
I've never even had it.
I had it and didn't even know because of my Apple phone.
Okay, really?
Yeah, it was part of my package. And I was like, I didn't even know I had Apple TV. And so then I got on it. I watched the morning show for 3 days and then I moved on with my life. I'm like, I'm done.
Honestly, Apple TV for me was always like a miss because I never felt like they had enough content.
Yeah.
It was all Apple original and it was cool, but it was never like fruitful.
Well, this is what they're saying. Apple TV is the streamer that people are most likely to cancel, followed by, you know what's second? Stars. I never had Stars.
Me neither.
Followed by Paramount Plus. Those are the three people are most likely to cancel today.
I'd keep Paramount Plus.
But even after cutting back, a lot of people are still paying for subscriptions that they don't use, which I'm one of those people for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So for the question of the day, I want to know, you have to drop one streaming service. What are you dropping?
One got to go?
One's got to go. I was going to say, what are you going to say of what you
tough.
Have? Because I don't have Paramount, so I can't even say Paramount.
Of what
I don't have Stars.
Oof. Of what I have, genuinely, the one that can go, Netflix. Yeah.
I would never cancel my Netflix. Netflix, the only three I would keep would be Peacock for Bravo, Discovery TV for 90 Day Fiancé and all my shows, and Netflix. That's where I would get rid of everything
else.
Oh,
you're tripping.
And I would bring back Hulu just for the Kardashians. And then I'd cancel it
again.
But then
you got to keep Disney Plus attached, bro, because that's the only way.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
You know, listen,
what are you canceling? You have to cancel one service. What are you dropping?
Disney can't go because there's too many of the kids shows
Fair.
On there.
Yeah, you got littles.
You got
to have Disney.
It's got my Marvel stuff. It's got Hulu. It's also got Discovery. It's got a whole bunch of things that actually bring a lot of like logical content into
okay.
our lives.
Okay.
Disney can't go nowhere.
Wait, does
which
Disney
means Hulu
has
keeps.
Discovery?
It's got a bunch of like nature. It might
oh,
not be the Discovery,
never mind.
But it could be Nat Geo. Nat Geo, I think it is.
Got
Nat
it.
Geo. It's things that are tied to it that I just can't let
so
go.
So you're not letting go of Disney. What are you canceling?
Netflix.
Oh, yeah, you
gotta
said
go.
Netflix.
It's
blocked
out.
It out because I'm so shocked
know,
by your answer.
I know. You ignored me and turned your seat around like
I'm horrified by this. I cannot believe this.
It's the one that could, for me, you're not going to change my out. Like you're not going to change my day-to-day if Netflix goes. Only reason we don't is because we grandfathered in on the price.
Well, look at all of the phones going crazy. You can call or text 414-533-1037. Let me read Megan's text from Menominee Falls. She said, UFC starting in January is going to be streaming on Paramount. But it's definitely one I would not get rid of. I would probably get rid of Peacock and FanDuel. Well, then you don't appreciate the Housewives like I do if you're getting Below Deck, nothing on Peacock.
You got
Come
FanDuel?
I don't even know what FanDuel is.
It's the old FS Sports. It's,
oh.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even know what that is.
The old Bally FS Sports, FanDuel. Like, no, what?
Every line is lit up. Let's just go to the
league
phones.
Pass?
Go to...
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
It's happening. The subscription service, they're bursting, okay? We've got too many. It was only a matter of time, they said, before people started canceling services because we all have way too many and the prices go up. And here we are paying for subscriptions we don't even use.
We got a subscription surplus and now it's turned into a subscription slaughter.
I said if I was going to cancel one, I would do Apple TV, probably, because I never use it. And then I said Disney, which I kind of took back. But
I was going to say, bro, you better take that one back.
My kids aren't little anymore. I don't use Disney.
Marvel?
You know? No, I don't even know.
Hulu.
I told you, only for the Kardashians.
See, well, then you got to keep Disney Plus.
DZ's getting rid of Netflix, which just appalled me. Let's go to Shelly on the East Side. How about her? We'll talk to her. She's got her own theme song. Doesn't she or no?
Shelly? No.
Why do I always think you have a theme song? Is because we know you?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's the Golden Tee theme song.
I made it 3 days once, and that's as far as I got.
So. Shelly Walski's on the East Side. All right, what are you canceling, Shelly?
Amazon Prime. I went through this not too long ago, and I just got rid of everything. And so I do splurge on YouTube TV. But I get my sports and I get my Bravo.
Yeah.
Below deck.
Wait, DZ said he loves YouTube TV. Didn't you say you like YouTube TV?
Actually, pretty clutch. I was pretty against it at first and I went, I don't know, man. YouTube is meant to be YouTube and YouTube's meant to be free.
All my kids
then
watch.
You hop on YouTube TV and you're like, well, it's got a lot of stuff and it's still like TV.
It's literally all
I'm
they
happy
watch.
With it. I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Same girl.
Did you say you can get Bravo?
Yes.
Like I can watch on demand? Oh.
Uh-huh.
A few things.
And you got sports?
Might not be everything.
Oh, Shelly, you lose me with the sports. Okay, never mind.
Hey, but for, you know, the boo thing in your life that may like sports.
What boo thing?
I don't know, man.
Who is this imaginary man? All right. Shelly is getting rid of that. Okay, thanks for calling. You're getting rid of Prime. Thanks for calling, Shelly.
Wait, I'll see you. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. Much love. Bye. Buenos dias. Bye.
All right, let me read some of the texts this morning. Megan from Waukesha said, Hulu's going away and merging with Disney. I know, yeah, you need to keep Disney. That's the only reason I kept it, Megan, was because I needed Hulu for my, and I wanted The Bear.
Ah,
that was the other one. It's such a great show.
Such a good show.
And, you know, Jeremy Allen White.
Mr. Jaw himself.
Shoop texted in and said, get rid of Apple TV and FanDuel. Everything else is everywhere else.
For the most part, yeah. I don't disagree with you there.
And then Jules in Greendale said, thank you. You just reminded me I need to get rid of my Apple TV subscription. I'm not here to make it worse.
Wait. If you like it and you got it, don't make us make you cancel it.
You guys, you have to drop one streaming service. What are you dropping? Let's go to Ryan in Calabama. This guy. He's definitely got his own theme song.
He did. Mayor of Calabama over
well,
here.
Well.
Yeehaw.
Well. Good morning.
What up, man?
Glad to see you just tuned in because you didn't hear me talking about you 20 minutes ago. But hey, Ryan, good morning.
I wasn't just tuning in. I was busy trying to feed the dogs and do everything else in the morning routine.
Oh, you got a life. Who cares? You got a life anyway.
I got a life.
Turn the chickens bedding over, whatever.
Checking butt nuggets this morning.
Oh,
that's what I call it.
Disgusting. What streaming service are you dropping, Ryan?
We're dropping Netflix. Deuces. You guys are getting over expensive, bro.
$20?
Are you kidding me?
$20? Have you seen the content? Yeah. It's phenomenal. Where else am I going to watch Love is Blind? Hello?
A bunch of different places. I got that hookup, bro. Shoot.
Same, dog.
Listen, you two can do your thing illegally.
$20.
Come over and do mine illegally, please,
hey,
dog.
Hey. Ain't nobody said on
that. Nobody said illegally.
They didn't, but I wasn't born yesterday.
Maybe Ryan did. I don't know.
You come to the house, check out the streaming service we got for $3.99, and we'll hook you up.
He said, it's the good old antenna TV. Is it my antenna? No, but it's an antenna.
It was that for about 30 days, and then we had to cut that off and go into another streaming service.
Let me tell you something. While TV's costing everybody money, guess what's still free?
What?
No, guess what's still free?
Yes, you gotta guess.
Us.
Radio, baby.
PDS.
While TV's still charging you, radio's always free. And we got all the content over here on KISS FM. Just pointing it out. Just pointing it out to you. Thanks, Ryan.
Appreciate you, man.
But fine. Bye.
Love, man. Peace. Netflix. He said we cut Netflix. I agree. You already know I said Netflix.
I can't believe you guys are dropping Netflix.
It just gets repetitive, dog. And they don't roll out the content fast enough.
I do agree. They do need to have more shows. Like, I don't want to wait 2 years. Squid Games, by the time they did a sequel, so far gone from this show.
Stranger Things,
so far gone.
That baby they just adopted about to be on the next season at this rate.
I forgot that Billy Bobby Brown had a baby.
You know
in
what I'm
real
saying?
Life,
in real life.
In real life had a baby.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Dina in Hales Corner texted in, Netflix has got to go if I have to choose. $25 a month and I can't watch it at work because my work TV isn't part of my household.
See? You got to add another plan. No, whole nother plan. Oh, they're making it extra. I appreciate that they're doing the sportsy things. They had the Canelo fight. They had the Tyson fight. Whatever. It's not enough for me. If one got to go, Netflix.
I can't believe that you guys are getting rid of Netflix.
I love Netflix.
Go to Julia in Franklin. I can't believe I made her wait the most. Hi, Julia.
She knows what it is.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, it's part of the process. It's day two. She's trying to earn her theme song.
Well, and we don't have a Franklin.
You guys are worth waiting for. You guys are worth waiting
and for. And we're free.
No, we're free.
Thank you very much.
Facts.
And we don't have a regular in Franklin yet, so maybe it'll be you, Julia. Okay.
I would love that.
What stream service are you dropping? They're saying that everything's bursting finally. We're all getting overwhelmed and we're starting to cancel. We don't need 17 of these things. So what are you dropping first? The first one to go.
I'm dropping Amazon Prime. And I just have to say that let's not pretend, like, at least in my household, we are exchanging information left and right. Like, I don't have the money or any of these things.
You're using each other's accounts.
It ain't all your logins.
I'm using my sister's. Oh, heck yeah. Because, I mean, come on. Like, unless they're Googling my IP address or whatever the heck those streaming services are doing nowadays.
They do.
Like,
they figure it out.
They do zoning. Yeah.
I'm thinking smarter, not harder on this one. Yeah. Like, it's no-brainer.
Don't jinx yourself. I love it that Paulina in Milwaukee wrote in, my Netflix is $27 now. Ridiculous. You guys, do you know we were paying like $100 for cable? Like, are you guys hear yourselves? Paulina's my girl, but $27 is a lot to us now?
But now it's $27 for each service, so it's just 27 times 9.
I get it. It used to be 9 for Netflix or whatever.
Thank
or 10.
You. 14 at one
but
point.
But $27 doesn't sound bad when,
in retrospect,
when you think about what cable would have cost us like 5 years ago.
That's
ago.
The only one you're paying for.
Right,
like,
but you're not.
Pretend, we're not
you're
all
right.
paying for
you're
3 or 4 or 5.
I agree.
And like Julia's saying, everybody's YouTube TV ain't your account. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Phil and Megan.
No! Give me Phil and Megan's password.
They'll give it to you.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so somebody is getting asked to work at a wedding, but it's their family?
Yep.
And make it make sense. Okay, explain.
I'm about to explain. Give me a sec. So half-sister Hannah hit us up. Says, we got invited to my brother's wedding to work. My half-brother Aaron and his fiance Paula, we're all in our mid-20s. We've grown closer recently, despite not having been super close growing up.
Yeah.
They've been engaged for over a year and are getting married in a month. We've received their wedding invitation back in May for this late October wedding. However, a few days ago, Paula messaged me and asked if my long-term boyfriend and I, who she's only met a few times, would be willing to work as bartenders at the wedding.
Oh, come on!
I find it pretty rude. Incredibly disrespectful, actually.
Yeah.
Especially since it's just weeks before the wedding. I'm also confused because we RSVP'd yes, but it was late past the deadline, which was almost a month ago. So I'm not sure why she would ask someone who couldn't even RSVP on time to work her wedding.
Oh, they're throwing shade at themselves
throwing a little bit of shade.
That's actually funny.
Which might be an explanation as to why they're asking you to work. But, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. She says, I told her I would let her know by the end of the week if we could do it. I'm baffled and unsure the best way to handle this. I told her, I want to tell her I found it disrespectful, but I'm looking for a good way to express that. Help me navigate this and be nice about it, please. So, half-sister Hannah.
So, got asked to work at the wedding.
To bartend.
At the last minute.
Her brother Aaron's wedding. So
it's like when people ask us to DJ, but if it was like my family, I'd be like, well, I want to enjoy the wedding.
Right. Yeah. And that's a good way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't know maybe what they're going through, right? Maybe they had somebody bail last second, their bartender, their people, their whatever.
Yeah.
And you need somebody to cover that. To be completely honest
this
with you,
sucks.
Brad, I know this sucks, but get this, man, get this. Our caterers, our bartenders, our people that, you know, took care of the majority of those things for our wedding, were very close family friends of ours. People that otherwise would have been attending the wedding, just attending the wedding.
But would you have asked Angie, your little sister, to bartend at your wedding?
If we needed to.
You would have?
If we absolutely needed to, I'd say, hey, Angie, hop behind the bar for like an hour. You know I'm going to hit your hand with something nice.
I guess we're all doing work.
I'm
anyway. I guess when you're in the bridal party, you're working anyway. What's the difference? The difference is you can't enjoy and have fun with family because now you're behind the bar, and if you start drinking, it's over.
And you're kind of leading to where I was going with my advice. I'd say, hey, I'd be happy to help. Clearly, you're going through something where you're having to ask family to cover some of the help expense of this portion of your wedding. So I will cover 2 hours of the night, but I also want to enjoy your wedding. I want to enjoy your time. We've gotten closer, and I don't want this memory to be me working on your day. Right? Because it wasn't your half-brother that asked. It wasn't Aaron. Mm-mm. It was Paula.
Mm.
Fiance.
You know what my advice is? Cancel the wedding.
Oh, yo, okay. Jesus.
My advice versus DZ's today.
You gotta bail them out a little bit because you don't know what's going on in their situation. But I'm definitely not working the whole night.
No,
I'm not working the whole night.
I would be so annoyed. I'd be like, I'm looking forward to my sister's wedding or my brother's wedding, whatever. And then now they want me to work.
You're not that close though. You said you weren't that close, and you're growing closer.
Fine.
You just feel like you're gonna have some weird status thing of looking like the help instead of family. Okay, Cinderella, don't worry about it like that, bro. You're helping somebody on their date. You might be saving it.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. Heather from Port Washington texted in and said, I know four people, including myself, that bartend. Tell her to hook us up. No, they don't want to pay for it. That's not the problem.
That's part of the problem.
They're either going through something and they need help financially, or they just are trying to make it as cheap as possible.
You
don't realize how expensive weddings are until you have one. Okay, let's keep it real.
Keep it a buck. And
before
do you think it's
you
a
get
slight?
Married, you go in, you go, wait, how much for a venue? How much? And then you start thinking it. The flowers, the DJ, everything adds up. It's thousands at a time.
Let's put our petty hat on for a second.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Petty hat on.
I never took mine off, but what do you...
I know, but I'm putting mine on. I know. I see yours. I'm matching. Our petty hats match. Petitious.
Thank you. You're looking petitious. Good over there.
So what if it really is Paula, the fiance, trying to be like disrespectful back, be like, oh, you wanted to RSVP late to our wedding? You know, worried if he wasn't even going to come. Now you want to help, you know, since it took you so long.
Oh,
what
she's
if
trying
she really
to throw
is
shade.
Trying to throw shade back? Because at one point she goes, we couldn't even RSVP on time if we were going to make it. We're not that close. We didn't know if we were going.
True.
Since when we decided to go, it was late. Now she's asking, hey, can you guys help bartend? Maybe it's her going, well, clearly we weren't important enough to RSVP on time for.
Pick up line four. I don't know why four, but just because. You know what? I want to know people are saying. Hi, Kiss FM, turn your radio down. Hi, who's this?
Amanda Racine.
Oh, snap. Hold on. Let's get you right.
Let's get you right.
Amanda.
Oh, she's animated this morning, ready to go.
She wasn't prepared. It's fine. Amanda, listen to this. They want the sister. They've asking the brother to bartend, right? The sister is.
Half brother and his fiance are asking half sister Hannah and her man to work, her long term partner to work the wedding and bartend.
Yeah. I think that they should do it. I mean, I did the photography for my mother in law's wedding, and I had a great time, honestly. I didn't get paid. I did it out of the kindness of my heart.
But was that your gift? Wait, hold on.
Barley,
this is a great
yes.
point, Amanda. You're saying that was my gift, but I bet you offered that up, and you said, as
no,
my gift.
They asked?
Actually, they were the ones that asked me, and I was honored. I'm like, yes, I will. And
did
I got to be on the boat. I got to drink. I got to have fun.
Wait,
so
okay.
I got more access because
giving
I was doing that.
Giving the photographer booze is a bad idea. But anyway, I got to see those pictures.
But then you can't be mad at the type of work, though. You really can't be frustrated with the type of work they give you if you got family that
hold
you
on.
Asked.
Did you still give them a gift, though?
No.
Well, I did the pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
That
I'm
was
asking,
your gift.
No, I'm asking because I want to know, since I was just curious about the logistics about this, because you could say this is our gift. But usually, you offer that. It's not like, you come do this as our gift? I don't know. It feels a little...
Our family friends that bartended our wedding, we let them keep the tips. We let them drink.
Yeah.
We let them kick it. We let them do what they wanted. And we encourage people,
smart.
Hey, make sure you tip them and take care of them, bro, because those are people that are taking care of us. For real,
Yes, yeah. exactly. Mm-hmm.
If you could do it like that, this could be a great payday and you could still enjoy the wedding.
All
personally,
right.
I say work a couple
exactly.
hours. A couple hours if you don't want to do the whole time. Thank you, Amanda.
Yes.
Well, David from
East
Troy.
We appreciate you. Bye.
You guys
love
are wrong.
You, bye.
Love you.
Cancel
bye.
The wedding, like I said already. All right. David from East Troy said, work the wedding and put a jar right in a dead smack middle of the counter that says tips for the wedding and keep that stuff. They're saying, like, you keep the tips and enjoy it.
Definitely keep the tips.
I guess you're going to make some money now. Okay. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. What should they do?
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is that they RSVP'd late to his half-sister's wedding, and then they got asked to be the bartenders, and they're like, oh, we weren't going to work. We just, are they doing this because we RSVP'd late? I think they're just looking for people to work for them, honestly.
For the half-brother's wedding, yeah. Mm. I mean, fiance hit him up and said, will you and your long-term boyfriend work? Half-sister Hannah realistically wants to tell her no, that is disrespectful, and I said, work it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving the correct advice because I'm not telling her what she wants to hear. I'm just saying that's not the move. The move is work the wedding a couple hours, make some bread, and then enjoy it. You could drink and still have a good time.
Well, Phil in Mount Pleasant texted in to 414-533-1037. He said, first of all, happy birthday to my daughter, Aria. Happy birthday, Aria. Was asked to DJ my good friend from college's wedding. I was already invited, but I was happy to do it. Had a great time, and they even gave me a gift card. It was a fun way to spend the night. Listen, Phil, yeah, but then at that point, if they're paying you anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know why you're not high. Just hire someone. I guess he had fun. Yeah.
If you're already paying them, yeah, but it sounds like they're trying to just get you to do it for the free.
All right, let's go to Megan in Waukesha then and see what she thinks. Hi, Megan.
She's on the road.
Hello.
About to get a theme song. Good morning.
Morning.
Dennis in Watertown texted in and said, the real question is, can they mix drinks? If not, it's not your ticket to do it. It's your ticket to not do it.
Fair.
That's a good question.
If they got a full bar, yeah, something like that, that'd be a good out. Be like, well, I'm sorry, I don't know how to make a Cosmopolitan.
DZ, I bartended for fun in the afternoons for years in my 20s when I would get off the air because I had no kids. I'd be bored.
He's chilling.
So I'd bartend and people come in and ask for an old fashioned. I'd be like, what the hell's in that? I'd be
No, seriously.
I would look at people and be like, what's in it?
I figured you'd be a good mixologist.
Hell
you were
no.
good?
I could do, you want a Captain Morgan and Diet? I got you.
Captain and Coke
you
and Captain at that.
And soda, I got you. But don't ask me to make a martini.
You a dive bartender.
Yes, correct. Correct. I don't make anything else.
I'll take up a Bacardi and Diet.
I can do that.
She can do that. She can do that. Listen.
See, I could work this wedding.
Well, send the Cosmos my way. I can make them, bro. But I ain't trying to shake nothing like that. But nah, Megan.
What's your advice, Megan?
Well, here's the thing. Since it was an invite last minute invite just to work the wedding, I would say no because I don't think that's right, in my opinion.
Why last minute? You know?
Feel like it is a last minute invite?
It is a last minute because I know typically with weddings, you usually send out invites maybe like 2 months in advance. I don't think
Correct.
That could have changed since I got married. But since it was like less than a month and then you just ask, hey, can you work my wedding?
You're right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, usually you know the head count. That's why you do the RSVP so early, so you get the head count for the food and the drink. So the fact that they're acting like that isn't planned yet is a little strange.
They received the wedding invitation in May for the wedding in late October. Now they've been asked to work the wedding.
That's a month away.
And they RSVP'd late even. So it's like, you didn't even know if we were going to make it there. That's why I'm going, is it them being petty since they RSVP'd late? Mm-hmm. And they're going, oh, well, since you RSVP'd late, now you could bartend.
You know, we're going to take one more call. Screw it. You know what, Megan? We haven't found a solution other than cancel the wedding, in my opinion.
I mean, you're not wrong so far. If you don't like my advice to make some money and work it, just cancel it.
I know that escalated quickly, but whatever. Thanks for calling, Megan.
All right.
Bye. We appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow, day three.
Anna in Germantown said, what about offering to pay a bartender if they really don't want to do it, but also RSVPing a month late? That might just be trying to find a way to include them. In a month, they probably have plates counted and paid for. That was rude.
Oh, I didn't think about that. They're going, well, we don't have a space for you now. You RSVP'd late.
But that's what I was saying. Like, when you said it was retaliation, I thought that's what you meant.
No.
That's what they were doing.
No, I thought they were just going, fine, now you could just be the help since you RSVP'd late. No, they're trying to find a place for you so you can attend the wedding, maybe. Because the places are set, the table's done, their head count is head counted.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take one more call. Screw it. We're going to go to two and see what they think. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this? Oh, sheesh.
Cut it down.
Ow. Feedback.
What you got us next to the radio?
Jeez.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, put him on hold. I'm a little concerned. I don't think they know what's going on. All right, never mind.
Sounds like a kid.
Bad idea. Bad idea. All right, so.
This wedding. Bad idea.
Bad idea. Thank you. Vicky in Waukesha texted in. You can text or call. She said, think about the tips. If they're going to do it, they might as well make money.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I guess if you get to keep the tips. Shoop texted in and said, at our wedding, 80% of the people attended worked in the service industry as bartenders. They would have stepped up and just said, yes, let's do this and work it out.
Why not? Mm. Maybe somebody else will step up, but the person you ask don't want to do it.
One more text. They said, is it weird to ask them why? That's a great question. Can you just ask them, why are you asking me to bartend at the last minute? Maybe you should.
That'd be too simple.
So cancel it or ask.
Cancel it or ask too why logical. They need you to bartend.
Way too logical.
No, too simple. Why? Why? You want me that loud? Why? Wow.
Wow. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Buenos dias, DZ.
Big wepa.
You ready for Sunday?
Yeah.
Liar.
For the most part. I'm ready. I'm ready for Curdtoberfest or whatever it is.
I didn't
after,
ask about Culver's. You know I asked about the Komen walk, DZ.
Oh, you didn't ask about after. You asked about before. No. Oh, got it.
The Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk is on Sunday. We're very excited. It's down at the Summerfest grounds. And it's a huge walk, and we're all gonna be out there. You can join our team or just join on your own. It's free to join because they don't want anyone to not be able to come because of financial reasons. A lot of people struggling with breast cancer right now have a lot of bills. They, you know, paying for something else is not helpful. So
many reasons, financial reasons, mental health reasons. Come on, man.
It's a great day to come out. It's a celebration. We have a survivors parade where we get to celebrate the survivors. You can walk in honor of someone you've lost. And our team just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Every day I see the entries. I'm so impressed with you guys.
Can we count it down? What's the word?
Let me go look right now.
What are we looking like?
If you go to 1037kissfm.com, right there on the front page, you can sign up to be on the Odyssey All-Stars.
That's us.
So let me go see how many people we've added now, because I get an email every time you join. So I'm watching you guys. I'm watching you.
I see you
like a hawk right now, okay? But we have to decide what you're going to wear, DZ, because not only were we trying to make the biggest team.
Yes.
But we also were trying to decide what outfit you should wear in the hopes that it would inspire more to come out and walk or donate or whatever. Or donate to DZ if you want on our team. If you don't want to come, but you like his outfit.
Yeah, you could pay for the fit.
You could pay for that. Exactly. So, DZ, we have three choices.
Yeah. Well, we had three choices. I think one of them's gone, bro. I ain't going to lie.
That
inflatable tube, man.
You're not doing it?
That thing is gone. Nobody even voted for it. My kid even said no. My oldest, Sammy, I showed it to him. He was like, which one should Papa wear? And he was like, no, not that one.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be the surefire vote for the kids.
No. Oh, you thought everyone would pick the inflatable tube. Nah, we don't need that one.
All the kids would have picked the inflatable tube. Nah. Not even my own kids picked it. So it's between the sequin suit and the 90s retro track suits. And honestly, I think we're still 50-50. I haven't checked in on the votes.
I had said sequin suit all day, but I'm changing my mind. I think it's more appropriate for you to have the 90s track suit.
You think so?
I think that one would look the best. And I'm reading the comments, and they're saying tracksuit with the headband.
Whoa, got to have the headband included. That was not going to be an option.
Mm-hmm. Give them comfort in that throwback back tracksuit, Megan said on Facebook.
I appreciate that vote, Megan.
Debbie said, let him do it with style, the suit. Psst, DZ already has style.
Yeah, come on now. Y'all. And that's why they said that, because they know that. And I'm no stranger to sequins, apparently.
Sarah Ferry on Facebook. Now I'm going to say their whole names, because they're real people.
Go at them.
She said, my kids vote the suit.
The kids voted the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which suit? Track suit or suit?
Oh, it's got to be the suit.
It's got to be the sequin suit.
Jenny Clemens on Facebook said, DZ will rock either the sequin suit or the track suit.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly said, Survivor here. Track suit is where it's at. Okay, Kelly.
Well, the Survivor vote counts for two votes.
That's
you know
like
that.
Five votes.
Yeah,
are you kidding
low
me?
Low-key. High-key.
Yvonne said, Windbreaker. Yvonne Zamora on Facebook.
Okay, Yvonne.
Ann Gonzalez said, track suit for sure.
Track suit it is.
Debbie said, I say the jogger. OG Lori on Facebook said tracksuit. Lisa from Sheboygan said tracksuit. All right, it's got to
be
tracksuit.
We've said tracksuit. If we get sequin suit, somebody might fight me, right?
Yeah, I'm reading the Facebook comments, but a lot of people commented on Insta too, but everybody's saying tracksuit.
Most of the IG, I felt like were leaning tracksuit, even though they were more half, like 50-50 with the sequins. Instagram was more 50-50. Facebook feels like it's all tracksuit.
Facebook is all tracksuit. Dana Bailey, tracksuit for sure. Noel Quant, the tracksuit. Yeah,
say
I'm reading.
Less. Tracksuit
it is. Rochelle said the tracksuit. I see you guys on Facebook. I'm reading them all.
All right. Stop yelling at me. The tracksuit wins.
Sorry.
Not you. You're fine.
Even Emily, our regular in Milwaukee, said the Windbreaker tracksuit is awesome, and three people like that. It's the tracksuit.
It's got to be the tracksuit.
All right, we got to order that. You're going to look amazing on Sunday at the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk. You're going to look amazing. You know, I'm going to even bring you on stage with me. That's how amazing you're. I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to.
Order me a 2X, bro. Order me a 2X.
I got you right now. Will it be here in time? Is my only concern. I'm ordering it right now.
I could literally go buy one right now.
Send me the damn link.
Yeah, it's not like I didn't send you the link. Oh, I thought I sent you the link with
the
pictures.
You sent me pictures. Was the link in the picture?
Maybe. Yeah.
Who cares? You know what?
we'll get it done. Tracksuit wins.
Tracksuit wins. More Than Pink Walk happening this Sunday. Come join our team. It's totally free to walk. The more money you, if you raise enough, you do get a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So, but you don't have to raise anything. You can just come survive and celebrate the survivors with us and have a good time at the Summerfest grounds.
Join the Odyssey All-Stars.
See you there. 1037kissfm.com. Okay. We got a submission for Am I the Jerk yesterday?
Yeah.
I moved it to the top. Let's go.
Pushed.
Let's go.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
1037 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
How do we get the submissions for Am I the Jerk? Well, a lot of them are emails. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. We also get them sent to us on Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. in our DMs, whether it's the Kiss account or ours. Sometimes we find them, sometimes we don't, okay?
And then people will bombard us in person and be like, oh, did you get mine? Or did no, then tell us now and we'll mm-hmm. remember it.
So we got this one yesterday and I said, oh, they're on one. I'm moving it up.
Yeah.
So she signed it, Washing Machine Wanda.
Say less. Gave herself a name and everything.
Yeah, it's obviously a change name because she doesn't want them to know it's her. Yep. But they may when they hear this. Okay, she said, Wanda wrote into the show. And she says, Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk? Anonymous, please. So backstory. I live in a duplex. When we moved in many years ago, the downstairs tenants lived here for a few years already, as many duplex in the basement is shared.
Okay.
Well, the downstairs tenants didn't have anything set up laundry room wise. They went to the laundromat. Well, I have multiple kids and no money, time, nor patience for the laundromat. So I had my washer and dryer installed within the first week of moving in.
Got it.
Well, one of the tenants took it upon themselves to start using my stuff for their laundry without even asking me. Then a year or so goes by and my washer breaks down.
Mm.
It was about a month before I could get it repaired. In that month, they went out and bought themselves a washer and made it clear I wasn't to use it. I can't stand these people already. So she says, I said, fine, don't use my dryer then, because she had a dryer,
not the washer.
Yeah. So I caught them using my dryer a few times, so I would take the clothes out and put them back in the basket they brought them down in. That really set them off. Oh,
you were
yeah.
nice to put it back in the basket.
No kidding. After that, my washer was fixed and they bought a dryer too. Okay. Great.
Situation sorted.
Now everyone's has their own sets of machines since. So where's the problem? Oh, right. Here comes the problem. Well, now the flood happened in August, destroyed all four machines. Everybody's machines got ruined after all that.
Yeah.
They finally get two and two.
That did it for a few people for sure.
Unbelievable. Wah. So she says, I was lucky enough to be blessed with a spare set my in-laws had.
Clutch.
Okay, we're
That's
back.
Clutch. Okay, right. We're back in business, baby. Washing and drying.
Well, lo and behold, I went to go put a load of laundry in and the downstairs neighbor is using my machine! 5 exclamation points.
Yeah.
They once again didn't ask, just did it. Would I be the jerk if I take their stuff out of the wash and left it?
Ooh.
Because if the roles were reversed, they would be totally be a B if I did that. They would probably even throw my laundry outside. Well, we don't know
that. Well,
that's
projecting. Now you're saying, right.
Yeah,
now
we don't
saying.
Know that. But it's signed Washing Machine Wanda.
Washing Machine Wanda. And after the flood, though, that's what pulls at my heartstrings. I'm like, everybody's
heartbreaking.
Having a tough time. Everybody lost a lot of things. And let them wash. Let them dry.
Well, it's so messed up because they're having this fight with their duplex neighbor. Their duplex neighbor's using their washing machines all the time, even though it's not theirs.
Right.
And just being rude about it and feeling entitled to use their machines.
But then when they get their own, they say, you're not entitled to use mine, though. You're
so
tripping.
Messed up. But then the flood takes out all four machines. Once they finally get it settled, unbelievable.
Everybody's struggling now. All four machines are down. But dun-dun-dun-dun.
The in-laws came through and gave them two new machines. But now the bad neighbors downstairs are still using it.
Right.
Girl, you are not the jerk, in my opinion. In fact, I want to come over and meet this neighbor. I'm so annoyed right now.
You really going not the jerk?
For her, for taking their stuff out?
For taking the stuff out?
Hell no.
Really?
No, after everything she went through with them? Yeah, no, not the jerk.
I guess I'm sitting here heartstrings pulled because I'm going, bro, like, everybody's still probably trying to dry out from the flood.
Right.
For
the
all
flood,
we know, the last flood that happened took them out again.
I'm not going to feel sorry for them because of the flood, because they were already abusing it and taking advantage of it before the flood.
I hear you.
And so just because they went and got one, maybe, I don't want to say it's karma because that's mean. Nobody deserved that in the flood.
What else would you call it?
But because I can't say karma because Wanda's machines got taken out too and she didn't deserve it. So I can't even use that.
True. Okay, true.
But Wanda came back in with the new ones from the in-laws. That maybe that was the karma.
But what happened with the turn the other cheek, right? Just take it out, throw it into their basket, keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't have to stoop to their level even though you know how bad of a person they
stoop
be.
Stoop to their level, Wanda. Come on. Wanda, screw them.
Wanda,
not the jerk.
Wanda.
Not the jerk.
Wanda, that's jerky. You could be better.
Wanda, stop putting up with them taking advantage.
Wanda, yes.
Do it.
We're on your shoulder right now, both sides.
Are you going to go with the good show, the angel, or the devil?
Don't do it, Wanda. Don't do it, Wanda.
Wanda?
Come on, Wanda. Come on, Wanda.
414-533-1037. I should go read the text right now and see what people are saying. Somebody, Lindsay in Milwaukee, said she's not the jerk. That's what I thought, Lindsay.
Turn the other cheek.
They are also using her electricity and water. Yeah, I don't know about all
that's
that.
That's fair. And honestly, unless we know that they're paying individual for that, it's all included. It's all included in duplexes usually.
Somebody said take their stuff out and throw it on the floor. They're the jerks.
Not
okay,
the
now
dusty,
we're,
dirty floor.
I don't even, you got, no, the techs are going crazy. Marie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In Milwaukee here, so not the jerk. Brandon and Tosa, not the jerk. Lock and key your stuff. Now we're going, okay.
How are you going to lock and key a washer and dryer?
Oh, Brandon Padlock? Said, I've been through the same thing in Tosa. Oh, how'd you do that, Brandon?
Yeah. Call, you know what? Let's get it, bro. All right. Fine.
Somebody said, I'm stupid, stupid, not the jerk.
I'm stupid, stupid. Okay, stupid.
Welcome down. How is it down here? Are you having fun here? We're going low.
It's warmer than I thought.
Why do you think I love the heat?
I can't stand you.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wanted to be anonymous. Washing machine Wanda. They got a duplex. When they moved in, they shared the basement with the people that they moved in with. Okay, mm-hmm. The tenants downstairs didn't have anything in the laundry, so she brought in and said, I'm not going to the laundromat. I'm going to have stuff here because I have a lot
of kids. Right.
So she gets two machines. They start using them. They never ask, and she's had it. Well, then
she lets it slide, though.
She does. She does. And then a year or so goes by. Her washer breaks down and they go through all this. They finally all have a washer and dryer, and then the flood takes out all four. Mm. So now they're using hers. She got some from her in-laws, and she knows they've been using them without asking, so she wants to know if she's a jerk if she takes all their stuff out.
She's been letting it slide, though.
So, well, she's had enough.
Oof, clearly.
Everyone can hit their time of letting people take advantage of them before you snap.
She hit a point for sure.
Let's start with Ashley in Milwaukee this morning and see what she thinks. Hi, Ashley.
Morning. Hello.
Hi. What do you think, jerk or not the jerk, if she takes all their stuff out?
Not the jerk at all.
Whoa, not the jerk.
Okay, go on.
I think she should even buy the little lockable plug things mm-hmm. that you put on the end of the cord. Lock them out every time.
Really? They got locks for...
I don't know, but yes. I'm tired of these entitled neighbors just using their stuff.
And then put up cameras, because they're probably the ones that broke the washer in the first place.
The first time. I didn't want to go there, but that's...
I didn't even think about that.
Did.
Ashley's so
and
right.
Then they didn't even help repair it.
Well, think about it. It doesn't even matter if they help, if they broke it, because using it more is going to wear it out, which they helped to do when they were using a washer that wasn't theirs.
It would have lasted double the time had the neighbors not been using it in
secret,
or had she
the
not
whole
been
point.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, man, I don't want to agree with
how
all,
do bro. You get to a place, DZ, where you think she's a jerk? I just can't get to your side.
You got
to
be really, really, really comfortable with your inner monologue.
I was like, I don't understand how you're finding
you gotta
this.
You got to be really comfortable with your inner monologue to convince yourself to turn the other cheek and be the
this
bigger
call
person.
Call will be recorded.
Oh. Why are we being
okay,
recorded?
Bye.
That's what we click.
We're recording you. You don't record us.
Got us scared. Ashley.
What was
out
that?
Here. Fed. Fed.
What was that? Fed. Weird.
Fed. Nah, jokes, Ashley. She at least answered and said, nah, not the jerk.
You think it's because they were already letting it slide, they should continue, and I'm like, screw that.
You let it go so long, you unfortunately have to at this
Why?
Point.
Why? You don't have to ever let people continue to take advantage of you. Ever, ever,
over,
ever.
Bro,
just
over
because
a year?
Somebody has already been taking advantage of you, you're allowed to say hell no at any
There's
point.
There's been so many up and down rivers and flows with all these roller coasters of washers and dryers. How do you even keep them straight?
Forget
you just let them wash and dry. You good.
No. Go to Kivana and Sheboygan. Kivana, I need backup. Please tell me you're on the right side.
Wait. Did we lose Kivana?
I hope not.
Oh, no.
Did we lose Low Brian? Key. Go to Rich in Greenfield. Unbelievable. I guess we lost
her.
Hey,
good
Rich.
Morning. Buenos
Rich.
Dias.
Buenos dias.
Please help me. Lord, please tell me you're going to say not the jerk. Which way are you going for using the
Come
washer
on,
and dryer?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Duh, Rich.
DZ's
voice
on
Rich.
One.
Turn the cheek, my boy.
It's
Come
not
on.
Their washer and dryer, DZ. Forget it.
It's communal at this rate.
No, it's
you never
not.
Said anything when they started using it. They're the only ones that sacked up and said, hey, you can't use our stuff.
You know
you
why
never
it's
said,
not communal?
You can't use ours.
If it was communal, they wouldn't have gone on and bought their own. Anyway, Rich, where were we?
Listen, Linda. Listen.
Okay, Linda. What, listen. Linda?
What, Rich?
They're not the jerks because they were using it without letting them know. And then I believe,
yes.
just like the first caller said,
mm-hmm.
with them using it,
yep.
they went ahead and sped up the process with the first machines went ahead and getting messed up. And then they went out and got their own.
Got their
and
own.
When they got a brand new machine,
mm-hmm.
they thought that they were better. They said, my machine is better. You're not allowed to use
you
it.
Use
I
it.
Don't want you Which to mess it up.
So
how
messed
how yours
I messed yours up.
Yeah, exactly. Which yeah, is why
you know,
these people suck so
and
much.
You still ain't say you did nothing. Yeah. You
she didn't
let
need
them
to
roll
because they
and
had their own. alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the reason why I feel that way is because I went through something like this.
Oh, of course.
I had one that had an agitator.
Ooh, you triggered,
you know, like the little thing in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the people that kept using it after I told them not to, they kept loading it wrong.
Oh, hell no.
When you load it wrong, or when you put things incorrectly on it.
Yep. Or too much. Top, you put too much stuff in. Blah, blah, blah. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep. You mess it up. Yep. You know, it ungrinds it and stuff like that. You mess it up. Then, you know, you run into a lot of issues, and that's what they did. So, lo and behold, I needed to go get paid and, you know, a whole bunch of issues, and they ran from there. But,
yeah, so I had to go handle my business.
That's from my own personal experience.
Handle my business.
Well, I get it, Rich. You're saying somebody broke mine, then I had to go make more money and buy another one. And you know what drives? When the flood came in August and killed all the machines, I don't know if that was karma or not, because now Wanda got her own machines and these people are using them again. She is not the jerk if she takes their stuff out, man.
No, absolutely not. I feel that she should go and do exactly what that first caller said, plus grab their crap out of her stuff and put it in a trash bag so she can let their clothes sit in the wet and stank up.
Yes!
We never took the petty hat off. Oh my God, petitious.
You want to hear how petty I was when I lived in an apartment on the east side? Let me tell you something, Rich. Here's a story. I think I've told it on the air. These people that kept, they would not put their trash in the trash chute. They kept setting it in the trash room, which would make it smell. There was zero reason they couldn't have just put it down the chute. I never understood. So one day I opened up the trash bag with all the trash in it, and I found a bill.
Found the funny address?
I dug through someone's trash, and I put the bag right in front of their door. So when they opened the door, they could see their trash sitting right there on in front of it. And I sure did.
Oh,
and then I never saw another bag on the floor. Did I?
I'll give you that one.
Thank you, DZ.
I'd had it.
It was some dudes, too, by the way. Wow. Two dudes. But I was like, unbelievable. So, you know what, Rich? Team Petty.
Trash and laundry, though? Come on.
Yeah.
One stink, one clean, it's Team Petty plus one right there.
They're both disrespectful. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a communal living spot.
They do sell those locks for the appliance hookups.
I didn't know that either.
So, absolutely. Yeah, they sell them for all plugs, even standard home electrical outlets. They sell them for everything.
They sell appliance locks. Okay.
Okay, fine. We lost Kivana, so you're the last caller. It's going to be probably not the jerk. Listen to what somebody said. They said on the text line, get a coin-operated washer and dryer. Make them pay. That's funny. That's funny.
There's petition, then
that's
there's evil.
That's funny, you guys.
I love it. We wasn't here for a solution, but we'll take it.
All right, Rich. Sorry you went through it. Love you. Bye.
Love, you guys have a good day. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, fam. Peace.
You know, you forget how many people have these laundry struggles. You know, we live in houses now. I say that now. We had to get there with our kids.
We had to work.
I lived in apartments. You did. We forget the struggle, man, when you finally go back to your own.
Them rental days ain't it, bro. And have a dollar. $1.50 now per load?
And now everybody is not confrontational. Either they're overly confrontational or not at all. So we have all these issues. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine how weird apartment living is. No.
And duplex alone, because you're technically splitting a house. Like, it's crazy to live inside of under one roof mm-hmm. with another family and never ever see their lives like that. Because you hear everything they do, but you never see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's we hated duplex living. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ooh-wee. All right. Not the jerk,
Woof.
I guess.
Woof.
All the lines are lit up, but I'm not pulling one randomly. Not right now.
No,
I can't.
Right
it's
now.
Not safe.
Not right
all
now.
All right. Thank you guys for texting in. There are so many texts, and all of them are pretty much not the jerk.
The block is hot.
Yeah, it is. DZ's 100% wrong.
Okay, I'll take it.
I sent that in. No, I'm just
kidding.
I was
going to say, was that my wife? Was that Aaron?
Not,
was that Aaron?
It was not.
It was Aaron or my mom.
Oh, man. All right, so let's give away these Ed Sheeran tickets, shall we?
Okay.
Ed Sheeran is coming to Summerfest next year in June 25th to be exact.
Yeah,
and you can't even buy the tickets yet, you guys.
I know you want to, but you can't.
Well, it's officially fall. Summer's over if you follow the calendar.
I see what you did there.
See what I see? That's
follow.
Fall. It's fall now, so we can start talking about next year
because
it's going to fly by now.
Mm-hmm.
But Ed Sheeran coming to town, going to be at Summerfest, and we've had these tickets all week long. And you know what, caller? I've been taking 25 because he's coming on the 25th. And then coming up after that, I have some really good advice for you guys on how to shut down unsolicited advice. When people give you their opinion, coming from me, though. 414-533-1037. Caller 25, you're going to see Ed Sheeran. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, and we're giving away Ed Sheeran tickets. Danielle is calling. I don't even know where she's calling from because she keeps cutting out. I'm like, Danielle!
It's a good name, so it doesn't really matter.
Hello.
Hey, Danielle.
I'm here. I live in Racine, and I always cut out in this area.
Dead zones. I was about to say them Racine dead zones. Racine
dead zones. For you.
What is with the dead zones in 2025?
Girl, you should have Verizon.
That's what I was going to say.
You should have Verizon, dog.
I know.
I knew she wasn't going to say I have it because she wouldn't be cutting out if she did anyway.
Make that switch, girl.
I'm just saying. Okay. $25. So, Danielle, you're calling from Racine, and you were calling about Ed Sheeran tickets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
I have never seen him.
Well, then you're never gonna. Yeah, I'm kidding, Danielle.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
You going to see Ed Sheeran, girl.
Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
You're so welcome, Danielle. You've got two tickets.
I was Googling how to win and everything, so this is just meant to be.
What do you mean?
You were Googling how to win tickets from Allie
and DZ? I was like, when is the best time to call in? I don't know. I've tried so many times.
She tried to get the ChatGPT help. She was like, I need AI assistance on what time I should start calling. Because if it's at 7:45, should I call at 43?
Hold on. You Googled? Yes. Wait. And then what did Google say?
What did the AI say?
It said, listen for the cue. And so I Googled, what is Allie's cue? And then it said, when she says the caller number. So as soon as you said number 25, 26, I started calling. And I got it.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Maybe the AI knows the sauce.
That's impressive. Well, it made me speak Spanish yesterday. I don't know if you heard that, Danielle. It was amazing. But
I did. I listened. It was very good.
She heard my Spanish, my Espanol.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
Pretty soon we ain't going to need me, period.
We'll need you. We just won't need you to translate. That's the difference.
Oh, word.
Come on. Oh, my God. Well, Danielle, you're going to see Ed Sheeran. You have tickets before anybody else. Congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you.
I think it's so funny that she Googled how to win on Allie and DZ, and it told
her.
And it worked.
That's
hysterical.
It clearly worked.
I love this so much. Well, Danielle, hold on. I need to get some more info from you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. One more chance. No, two more. I keep thinking it's Thursday.
Yeah, your days is off.
I am so screwed up because my kids are at their father's. Like, it's screwing me up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Two more chances to win Ed Sheeran tickets.
Dos más.
Yes, thank you. And then we have more tickets at 8:40 to see Brandy and Monica as well at Fiserv. So we're on a roll.
Oh, we're not done.
No, but Summerfest, very excited about that. Tickets going on sale on Friday for Ed Sheeran. Ooh, so I'm going to get Danielle's info, and then when we come back, I will tell you, they have answers now. You know how people always give unsolicited advice, like whether you're having a baby, or you're buying a house, or you're getting a new job, or you just need advice, and like me, I always tell you what I think, right?
Unsolicited. People will tell you everything they want to know about your life.
Well, good news, I'm going to tell you how to shut it down.
Really?
Yes.
How to shut down unsolicited advice? It's unsolicited. You can't shut it down.
I'm telling you, there's a way to make it stop, and to those people that drive you crazy. Like me, I'm going to tell you how to deal with us next.
Okay.
You're welcome. Hold on.
Thank you.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's 103.7 KISS FM, I should say, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Shout out to everyone who's joining our team for Susan G. Komen's More Than Pink Walk on Sunday. I see him coming in every day. I see all the emails. But right now, I want to talk to you about how to stop someone from giving you unsolicited advice, DZ.
Because what do you mean by that?
It means that people all the time try to swoop in and give you their helpful advice that you didn't ask for, makes you feel judged, it makes you second guess yourself when you're already trying to figure out how to deal with a mistake.
Sure.
Maybe you're wrestling with a tough choice, right?
Yeah.
So getting unsolicited advice a lot of times drives people crazy. They're like, I just wanted you to listen.
Depends on what I'm doing. Yeah, I get annoyed. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the golf course, you know, and somebody's like, oh, let me help you fix your swing. I'm like, all right, guy, thanks.
They say that our brains here, you can't manage this on your own.
Mm.
Right? And then it becomes all weird and psychological. Well, amen. But is it going to help you, though, the unsolicited advice, right?
True.
Remember when you got your knee surgery and your dad called and said you should get a different one? You were like, this isn't helpful.
Unsolicited,
right?
Yeah.
And so they say that psychology psychology experts say that there's easy ways to basically acknowledge someone giving you advice that you don't want. I see it all the time with people when they buy houses, when they have kids, when they get married. We just talked about getting married. Yeah. I have 10,000 things to tell you that you don't want to hear.
Most of them end in don't get married. Unsolicited advice.
All of them end in that, but who asked? No, but seriously. So there's some ways that you can now tell people or respond, and I'm going to use these as well.
Okay.
Because I've been working on trying not to give unsolicited advice, but I can't help myself, dude.
I mean, we work in unsolicited advice as part of our job, you know?
I try to listen without voicing an opinion. It's really, really hard, man. It's something I'm working on, but I'll say this. This is some of the things you can say when somebody gives you advice you don't need. You can say, thanks for sharing. I'll consider it. They say it's a polite way to say it and keeps the peace. You kind of acknowledge their suggestion while holding on to your power of decision making.
Oh, and what happens when they circle back and like, hey, did you consider it? That's leaving the door open. No way.
You think so?
Yeah. Thanks. Mm. Thanks for your opinion. I'll consider it. Mm. No. Thanks for your opinion. Period. No, I'll consider it.
Oh, you think it's being, you're being fake?
I'm not considering it.
Ah, they're saying this is a nice way to politely say no thanks.
Okay.
Somebody else, there's another way you can deal with unsolicited advice. You can say, I appreciate your input. I already have a plan for how I'll move forward.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
They said it gives a clear message that you've got things under control.
Thank
it reduces
you.
The chance that they'll offer repeat advice. So I appreciate your input. I already have a plan for how I'll move forward. But what if you don't have a plan, right? And you're talking to them about something.
Then you're just lying. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like a thank you, but no thank you kind of, you know, essence, if you will. Like, thank you, but no thank you. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Here's another one. That's a useful view. I prefer to handle it this way. It shows you're listening to their perspective, but protects your choice of how to deal with it.
Well, then you got to explain your choice, and you better have one ready.
I hope you're all listening, because I know your mother-in-laws love to give you advice, so I hope you're all listening right now.
Mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, just sometimes your own parents too, bro. Not even sometimes, all the time.
How to respond to people who give you unsolicited advice. Here's one more. You can say, I hear you. If I need more guidance, I'll reach out.
I hear you, but I don't want it.
Because it validates their effort, allegedly, but then sets a clear boundary and discourages them from giving more unsolicited advice. So, I hear you. If I need more guidance, I'll reach out.
That's actually true, because it's saying, like, hey, your advice isn't completely trash, mm-hmm. even though I ain't going to go with it. But if I do want some more, I know you're willing to help.
Honestly. Do you guys have a way that you deal with unsolicited advice that could save other people frustration at work or with relatives? Because that's where we all honestly deal with this, you know? 414-533-1037. Honestly, here's one more. Did I read this one? These are ways to respond. That means a lot right now. But right now, I'd really value support more than solutions. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need that one.
That's a great one.
That's the one I should have started with.
The second one and then that last one, perfect. Because right? Otherwise, yeah. I'm looking at you dead in your eyeball and being like, okay, show me how you do it.
Yeah.
And I'm handing whatever solicited advice you want
totally.
Back to you. Show me how you would do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to tell me the way you think is better? Show me that your way is better.
Davina in Milwaukee said, the first one you said was the Caucasian way to say it. But glad you guys talked about this. I don't like my mother-in-law. Oh! Somebody said, I'll do it old school. Bleep off.
That's back in the day school right there.
So Bella texted in, said, you can preface the conversation with, I don't need any feedback. I just need for you to listen.
True.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
But the advice wouldn't be unsolicited then. People would know that you don't need it.
Right.
Right? It's unsolicited because people realize they're not being asked for it.
Puff from Milwaukee said, I would say, who asked you?
We say that.
I say that all the time. That's the not nice way. We're giving you nice ways to basically respond to unsolicited advice.
Show me how you do it.
All right. You can text or call. We'll talk to you next. I love to ask for advice and then not take it. That's my jam. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
How you going to solicit and unsolicit at the same time?
I'm infamous for that. Like, I'll ask and then I'll go, I'm going to do this anyway.
Who asked you?
We're talking about ways to effectively actually push off people that are giving you unsolicited advice or shut them down, because all too often, whether it's family members, in-laws, work, they always want to tell you what to do. And you're like, I didn't ask. Even or maybe strangers. I did, but I don't want it.
Oh, Lord, I've been at the literal store and a stranger tried to tell me how to put my milk jug in the cart more safely. Don't touch my stuff.
You're kidding.
Don't touch my stuff.
Somebody told you that at the, what?
I quite frankly just kept walking and weird. Didn't even, they're like, oh, put your, it was an older individual. You know how
so
they,
what?
You know how they get bored at the store.
That's really
they know,
strange.
Yeah.
I hate that, never mind. You know what? We're talking about ways to push off people that are giving unsolicited advice. One of our favorite ones was, that's a useful view. I prefer to handle it this way.
Yeah.
And the other one you liked was what? I appreciate your input. I already have a plan for how I'll move forward.
Ooh, that one's so good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good looks on the advice, mm-hmm. but I got it. Thank you.
What do you guys say when you get unsolicited advice? Ariana is calling in West Dallas.
Buenos dias.
Somebody texted in and said, my dad is the king of giving unsolicited advice, and my approach is always to throw a fake adult tantrum and go, ugh, dad, I just want to talk about it.
Not the adult tantrums, bro. Don't do that. That's funny.
Ariana, how do you respond when people give you unsolicited advice?
I honestly say thank you, no thank you, and then give them the biggest smile in the world. Mic drop.
Mic drop. And then she's out.
Sarcasm.
It's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
What rebuttal do you have to thank you, no thank you?
It's not nice because you're being sarcastic, obviously.
But you're giving them a smile at the end. They know that, like, hey, like, I don't need it.
Girl,
I really don't need this
Ariana,
advice.
You're talking to me, okay? You think I don't know the petty smile, the turn, the head tilt.
Hey, but I'm really nice in person, you guys.
We gotta say thank you, no thank you together. Y'all ready?
Thank you.
Thank you.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Less than 15 minutes away from more tickets, because we're sending you to Fiserv Forum around 8:40 to see Brandy and Monica. If you know, you know.
You better know. Mm-hmm. Put you on game.
You might be my age, but if you know, you know.
There's some of the openers, you know what I'm saying? Might bring people my age, which isn't much different. Let's be honest.
The boy is mine. That's all I'm going to say.
We old heads, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Some of y'all youngins would also appreciate this
show.
Dude,
I showed you the picture of me from high school. I posted it on Facebook and Instagram. I almost passed out when I saw my natural hair color.
This is crazy. Most people don't even know, yeah.
But that was the 90s, baby, when Brandy and Monica were everything.
When saying back in the dizzy was current lingo.
We put a Z on everything in the 90s. Everything in the 90s. Oh my God. Memory unlocked. Everything. It was like boys in the hood.
To men. You know what I mean? All with a Z. Now y'all know what they call me, DZ.
And you don't, let's not forget the classic, three snaps in a Z formation.
Mm-mm. Wait, no, it was four snaps.
Whatever.
It was
four.
Yes, four snaps in a Z formation.
That's funny. You're bringing back the memories
aging ourselves.
Right now.
Wow.
That is funny. Okay. Wow. Anyway, Brandy and Monica tickets coming up, baby.
Bruh.
All right. But otherwise, let's talk about sports you didn't know were sports.
Memory unlocked. Forget that.
Oh, sorry. You want to talk about the... No, come on. The 90s.
Forget that. Memories unlocked.
Sports you didn't know that actually had pros. DZ, you brought this up, not me. Explain yourself.
Gee, have you ever seen professional pillow fighting?
What?
Mm-hmm. You heard what I said?
No.
I just the other day.
Because that would never be a weapon of choice. If I'm going to take you down, it ain't going to be a pillow.
I came across professional pillow fighting.
Where, bruh? You're kidding.
It's not, and it is taking the world by storm. Yeah, it might be on ESPN, The Ocho, but at the end of the day, look up professional pillow fighting championships.
You're kidding me. You're joking. I'm embarrassed. They have an organ.
There's weighted divisions. I mean, in a world that has bags as a professional sport.
We have a pillow. I'm about to F you up.
Hey, chill out. I need self-defense over here. You can't just bombard me. This is an attack.
Wait, you were the one who brought this up.
I think I could go pro in professional pillow fighting. I watched a little bit of it.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
At the man,
you watched it? You're joking.
I did. I invested time.
Is there like technicalities and
there's
things?
Technique, there's swings.
Well, how do you get fouls?
I didn't invest that much time into looking into it. I'm not trying to go pro, but I think I could go pro. Bruh, I could be a professional bags player and not think twice about it. I could definitely do pillow fighting.
It was founded in 2021 by brothers. The pillow, the PFC. The pillow fight championship. No, that's my kids. The PFC is my kids' PTA. You're not allowed to use that name. I'm sorry.
Already named?
Not allowed. Sorry.
Well, PPFC.
Parent Faculty Council is what PFC means. Not
Pro Pillow Fighting Championships. Add a second P in there then.
Okay, but that's not the only weird sport that has like professional championships. No. And you can like make money.
I mean, dog, we're coming from historical log rolling. There's hundreds of years of sports that have never made sense to me. Why chopping down a tree was ever a sport to anybody? Come on now, that can't be a pro sport.
If you don't know about lumberjacks in Wisconsin, you're not living, okay?
Lumberjacking should not be a professional sport.
You don't think?
I mean, if you say professional pillow fighting...
I would put lumberjack stuff as professional before I would ever put a pillow fight championship.
I wouldn't make it a sport.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Things you didn't know were actual sports.
And that you could truthfully and genuinely compete in. Bruh, they got slap boxing championships.
Oh, I've seen those. I would never.
You square up and smack
There's no
people.
Way I'm going to let somebody hit me. This is why I know.
You get to hit them back.
So what?
Oh, you don't like
But you got to get hit. Why would I sign up for that? That's why you play football, dude. No thanks.
I trust the fact I could 10,000 times hit somebody harder than they could hit me.
Well, I don't doubt that either. And same. But I'm not letting them hit me because then I'm going to be angry. Because they're going to be like, Allie, because I'm going to swing right back when they hit me. And I'm going to be like, oh, now it's on. They're going to be like, Allie, you have to wait your turn.
You have to reload.
Like, I will just jump over the line and just start poking their eyes out. That's the thing. I'll get too
mad.
Well,
that's the sportsmanship, though. You got to understand you're doing a sport.
Nobody's slapping me while I stand there and wait for my turn.
That's why you're not in slap boxing.
It's never gonna happen, okay?
But would you pillow fight?
I mean, if you made me, I wouldn't want to, but this is so unbelievable. Sports you didn't know were sports. Pillow fighting is something I had no idea.
But log rolling is cool?
I knew about log rolling because that one guy was on The Real World from Wisconsin, Sean. Now he thinks he's a politician.
So random. Like,
so
what?
So random.
You could balance on a log. Let's call it a sport.
It's got to be so hard, though, to run on those logs. They run on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to try it.
I would never. Hi, Kiss. Oh, I thought we were going to the phones. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey.
Oh, it's Saucy. Let me guess. You're in the PFC, the Pillow Fighting Championship.
No.
We didn't know.
She's different.
I know.
She's different.
You know, I like to claim that I'm a professional solitaire player.
Professional solitaire.
Dude, I bet I can beat you.
I play solitaire on my phone, and I can make money on it.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. You want to know? You making money off these games? You one of these people
hold
for
on.
Real?
That's gambling, though. You have to put money in to win on those.
Oh, do you?
Don't you?
You know what? They give me free money all the time, so but I play off of them.
No kidding.
Interesting.
I don't put money in.
I didn't know. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's why you could play the games where you actually... But is it a sport?
If it was. Yeah, you know what? It's a mental sport.
If you're getting paid for it.
Wait, you guys.
Leave me alone and let me live in my delusion.
Fine.
We got you, girl.
Do you know what?
Say less.
Here's a sport. Okay, sports you didn't know existed. I Googled. Look at this. You know which one I'm in? Tug of war. Let's go. I'm in. Tug of war I'll do with you guys.
What's up?
Let's go.
I'll join a league. I will join. I mean, I can't do it right
did
now because of my knee, but I would join a tug. Come on,
let's call Brian and Amanda. We'll create our own team.
Have you guys seen the truck pull that the Milwaukee Fire Department does? They just got done doing it again, and I think they do it with a nonprofit. Ignite the Spirit, where like eight people pull a truck and women do it. Like, it's amazing. Yeah, for charity.
I'd love to do that.
Isn't
that
amazing?
That would be so much fun.
They should work with us for that, man.
Yes,
dude, that would be so cool. And I was watching them do it just recently, and I was like, ooh, that thing is awesome. All right, so I got to look it up.
I mean,
and I'll
maybe
tell you
truck
more.
Pulling is a sport. I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah, if you think about it, because isn't it in the strength?
Strength man, yeah, the strong man's.
Yeah, strong man. Commission
Competitions.
Competition,
yeah.
That's the word. Yeah. Brain fog.
Yeah. It's amazing. Oh, here we go. I found it on Ignite the Spirits Instagram. It's amazing, DZ, how they pull like a whole fire truck. They put like, it's like tug of war with one side and you just pull the pull truck. It.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's
cool.
Impressive.
It's very nice.
That's very impressive.
Other Saucy, you have a great day. We love you.
You
by
betcha.
The way.
You as well. Love
yeah.
Love, bye.
Bye, Sauce.
Get
she
this.
Said professional solitaire.
Did you know wife carrying is this?
Wife carrying?
Where's the husband carrying?
Yeah, damn.
It's a contest in which competitors race while carrying their partner.
I feel like, why
it's
have
a
I feel like
thing.
I've seen this?
It's in Finland.
It's Finland? Okay. They got to wear wedding dresses?
Dude. Dude.
What?
Toe wrestling.
No, no, ew. No. I'm out. I've retired. I'm retired from sports.
Come on.
Nope, no.
Wait.
No.
Wait, wait, wait.
No.
Okay, wait. Wait, I found one for you. We're talking about sports you didn't know were sports. DZ, I'm actually not even joking.
You think I could do this sport?
Guess what an extreme sport is.
An extreme? Well, I like extreme sports.
Extreme ironing.
Oh, gee.
Like ironing your clothes.
That's me.
Dude, there's a freaking competition. The Extreme Ironing Bureau.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me.
I didn't know
you
this was a thing.
You love to iron.
You cannot iron almost swore. You cannot iron a pair of pants and a shirt faster than I could.
Wait,
I put money on it, dog.
It's the latest dangerous sport that combines the thrills of an extreme outdoor activity with the satisfaction of a well-pressed shirt.
Dude,
what is it? You have to do stuff while you're ironing, I'm
guessing? I would tear this competition up.
You're joking me right now.
Where's the nearest training center? I gotta go. Extreme ironing?
I cannot believe that's a sport.
I got starch ready to go
on
me at all times.
There's more. Shin kicking is a sport.
Nah, y'all are tripping.
Ice sailing? How are you going to sail on ice, you weirdos?
I've seen that. You ever seen, you know how they've got a tag is technically a professional sport now? Extreme tag?
Tag is?
Extreme tag.
Dude, I'm down. They should make all those Squid Games like red light, green light.
Some of them, yeah.
They
some
might
of them
be.
Have been made into little side games and people are playing them now. How you think American Ninja Warrior got really popping off, bro? It became a TV show because people love doing it.
Chess boxing, where it's a hybrid of boxing and chess.
Car wrestling? You literally wrestle. It's car jujitsu. Car jitsu.
Oh, I found one I'm joining. Cheese rolling. It's where participants chase a cheese wheel down a hill.
Oh
my
God.
Oh,
no, dude.
I will chase cheese all day.
I've actually tried to train for the sport. It's not worth it.
It's hard?
It's not worth
it. Oh, really?
It's one of the most injury-prone sports because the thing is, you're running down a hill. You will not have the balance you need to stay upright. People get hurt, concussions, broken bones.
Really? It's dangerous.
Playing,
who knew cheese rolling's dangerous?
The cheese is fine. The
so
people are not.
You're going to do extreme ironing.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be your new sport. Oh, and they also have giant pumpkin kayaking. And now you got giant pumpkins. Why not? Mm. You carve out a giant pumpkin, then you get inside of it to paddle down a river.
I'm not doing that.
What? What?
My pumpkins ain't growing that big now.
Oh, my God. All right. Well.
I guess anything's a sport if you try hard enough.
Holy hell. Let's just go to the phones.
If you put a finish line at the end, anything is a sport.
Go to two. I mean, we're going to take some calls. 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Danielle and Butler. Have you ever watched
Danielle.
A video of cheese rolling?
Yes.
No, DZ told me. He said he's seen it.
Get your song right first.
I forgot she has a theme
you
song.
You need to look that up and watch at least two videos
it's
of it. It's hilarious.
Way, really?
No, stop leading her the
I'm
wrong way.
I'm watching it right now. Cheese rolling.
Pain inducing.
This looks crazy.
People will straight up just...
And DZ, your comment about having the starch ready just killed me.
Well, yeah, because you can't iron without starch, right?
You need a little starch.
Are
right?
you kidding me with the cheese rolling? I'm watching this. These people are idiots.
It's
they're
epic.
Not even... They're dumb.
They are. They're stupid.
They're just dumb. They're all like dying. They're getting wheeled out because all because they fell down a hill.
A hill trying to chase a wheel.
A
heel,
you know what I meant?
You were saying wheel.
I was
like
saying
the wheel,
so I got it. Yeah.
Getting our merds all mixed up.
Oh, our merds are mixed up.
Hey, I almost had a stroke. Don't mess with me recently, okay? I don't even know what's going on.
I love you guys.
Cheese
so
rolling.
Much.
I do too, and I'm busy now watching
we're,
cheese
we
rolling.
We ain't even
we're
talked
done.
About no sports yet, Danielle.
We're done.
Because are you playing any sports? What are you doing?
No, I'm not playing any sports, especially not cheese rolling.
Touché. Or pillow fighting. It's Touché. Fine. All right. Thanks for calling, Danielle. We got to give away tickets. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Much love. Peace.
All right. Well, keep us updated on your extreme iron.
Yeah. Let us know how cheese roll chasing goes.
Not after I watch the video. I'm not joining these morons.
No, you already signed up.
No,
I got you right here.
No, I did
not.
No, I'd rather be in the pillow fight.
You're running down Lafayette Hill at the next race.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Forget you, DZ. All right. Time to give away these tickets to see Brandy and Monica. Is it going to be you? 414-533-1037. We're going to give them away to, it's coming up October 17th.
ASAP.
So we'll give them away to caller 17. That's what I did yesterday.
Smart, smart.
Yes. You're going to be seeing The Boy Is Mine. If you know, you know. 414-533-1037. Brandy and Monica coming to Fiserv Forum October 17th. And friends, you never know who might show up. Good luck, caller 17. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, giving away these tickets to see Brandy and Monica at Fiserv Forum. This, every now and then, a regular gets through, and right now, believe it or not, guess who's on the phone?
This
caller 17.
Nah, this is crazy.
It's Roger in Milwaukee, baby!
Bring them out. Good morning. Ali DZ, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Let's go to Brandy and Monica.
And Roger, you know about Brandy and Monica. I'm not even worried because I know you.
Come on now. OG.
For sure. Guess who's gonna go?
Who?
Your wife and you.
My wife and my daughter.
They just
was talking about this when you guys said last week. Yeah. They said we gotta win tickets. And guess who won tickets?
You won them for them, bro. Look at you, Roger. What a good dude.
That's so nice. I would think you would want to go because you were alive when they were alive, not your kid.
Listen, though, but if it's something that the music ties mama and daughter together,
if mom plays it, you know. She knows.
Yeah. DZ said it the best, baby.
Amazing.
That's what it is.
Love it.
Well, I hope your wife and daughter have a great time at the show, Roger. Congratulations.
Oh, they're
going to
love it.
Husband
Thank you,
of
guys.
The year. Hey, by the way, is there any sport you'd want to be involved in that's not an actual sport?
Not really.
He said, I like to make my money and go home.
Fine. He's like, I'll just win contest tickets. So that's what I do.
That's his pro sport.
All right. Good luck. Congratulations, Roger. I should get an Emmy or an Oscar or something for my research on Dancing with the Stars because it's that hard. 103.7 KISS FM.
What's going on?
Milwaukee's number one hit music station, Sally and DZ. DZ, listen, I didn't even know Dancing with the Stars was back on.
I did. I mean, I don't watch it, but I knew it was back on.
How did you know if you don't watch it?
Because Topanga be popping up in my algorithm.
Oh, is she on? And she's on this season,
Danielle
actually.
Fishel, what her real name is.
Yes.
But the hood and the world knows her as Topanga Lawrence.
Thank you. Because I saw like a headline that said, who got kicked off Dancing with the Stars? And I didn't even care who got kicked off. I just went, who's on?
Yeah.
So I went and I started looking and I had to do research on almost everyone on the cast minus Topanga. There are so many celebs now. I was trying to explain this to somebody. I'm like, it's not like the early 2000s or even 2010 where there were like three big stories and those were everything on TMZ. Now you have all these social influencers, mm-hmm. right? You got famous people on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You got famous people on TV. You got famous people in the movies. And then you have people who are just famous because they have a big following on social media. And that's it.
That's it.
And that's all you need now to be a star.
Their claim to fame is literally only that people found them on social media and started following them. That's how a lot of these kids are making money.
Mm-hmm. So I started going through the cast and I had to Google a lot of these. I was like, I don't know who you are. I knew who Topanga was, obviously. Danielle Fishel. I see the name, I know immediately.
Immediately. That's Topanga Lawrence.
When I see Alec Baldwin's wife, I immediately knew Hilaria Baldwin. I knew who that was. That's his wife.
The Baldwin name would have gave it away, but I wouldn't have known who that was.
Yeah. Now I had to start Googling. There were a few, like Corey Feldman, I've heard of, obviously, because he's a star from the 80s. He might be too old for you, honestly.
I don't know the name,
but
I don't
know what he's from. Okay.
Couldn't tell you what he's from.
Corey Feldman was in the, like, Corey Haim. They were all in the same 80s, 90s gang of movies. Goonies.
He was in the Goonies?
Yes, he was in Goonies as well with Corey Haim. But you know Corey Feldman, but he's old. He's old, so I don't expect you to know him.
He's 54.
And he hasn't done it much, so in a long time. So those are the ones I knew, but then the others I had to look up, like Robert Irwin. I had to Google to find out he was Steve Irwin's son.
Steve's
I'm like,
kid.
Oh, makes sense with the name, but I wouldn't have known that.
Spitting image. I forgot he was on Dancing. Oh, a spitting image. I forgot he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Did you?
Yeah, but he's on this season too. That's crazy.
Yeah, who else? I had to look up, Scott Hoying. I went, who is Scott Hoying? So I Googled it. He's in Pentatonics. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I know who Pentatonics is.
I guess I don't know y'all individually by name. Never no disrespect. I would not know that, man.
Then I see Elaine Hendricks. So I go to Google. I go, who the hell is Elaine Hendricks? She was the would-be stepmom in The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan in 98.
Oh, no way. I recognize her face, but Elaine Hendricks?
So this is why my kids keep asking me about The Parent Trap. It must be popping up in algorithms because of her. Because Owen and Hudson were like, what's The Parent Trap the other day? I go, it's a movie, and they remade it with Lindsay Lohan.
You know why?
Why?
She's in Freakier Friday also. Mm-hmm. The new Freaky Friday.
Oh, the one that's coming out now.
The one that just dropped as in theaters.
Thank you.
She's in the new Freakier Friday also, so that's why, boom, she doubled up.
Makes sense.
She's double dipping the chip. She's on a PR. She's on a PR run.
Here's an example of one you might not know. Alex Earle. I know who she is because she's very famous on social media. She was the one who made the Get Ready With Me videos famous on TikTok.
Who?
And I see her all over the place. But A-L-I-X, Alex Earle. I see her like in my videos. Her interviews will pop up. She's on the season of Dancing with the Stars because of all her following. But again, there's another, you know. But these.
She made Get Ready With Me videos popular?
Yeah.
I've never seen her before today in my life or heard her name, to be real.
I have, but that's how they get celebrities on, is because they have a big enough following now. That's probably why she pops up in my feed, because if you have enough, it's like the girl who interviews all the celebs and has the weird demeanor.
How many follow? Oh, the Bobby Antonoff?
Hers my phone. Yes. The Bobby, same kind of, but different.
The one that be interviewing rappers in bed?
Yeah.
Her? Okay. Mm-hmm. She got 5 million followers?
Who? Which
this,
one?
This Alex girl.
Yeah, she had 5 million on
4.5 on Instagram.
On Insta, but she's famous on TikTok, so she probably has
more on TikTok. Okay.
But dang. These people have followings.
This is new to me. I would have never known Alex, whatever, I already forgot her name is. Mm-hmm. But good for her for having a following and getting picked up, because that's a bag to be on Dancing with the Stars.
It's a lot. Who
You're
else?
With legends.
There's an Olympic gold medalist, Jordan Chiles. Am I saying Chiles? That right?
Really?
She's on there. I was like, she's an Olympic gold medalist. I should.
She's but the on Olympics, Dancing with the Stars.
The Olympics
season?
Aren't as big as they used to be, and neither is Dancing with the Stars. I hate
Wasn't
to
she
say
a
it.
Sprinter?
No, she was a gymnast. I thought.
Oh, dog. And that's not who I'm thinking of.
Maybe. Baron Davis. You know him, the NBA star.
Yeah.
He's on there,
dude. I mean, I don't watch.
Is
I don't
it
watch
him or his wife?
Dancing with the Stars whatsoever. So I wouldn't have known most of these people.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's wild to look at the cast now.
Huh.
It's just interesting. Because we used to, on this show, when they would announce the cast, I remember breaking it down, being like, here's who's on the new season. This is crazy. And now it's kind of like, it's on and I didn't even know. And who are these people?
Well,
you have to find the ones you love, you know, to be a fan of it.
Or you have to already be a fan of them.
The show or the professionals.
Or the professionals.
Like,
yeah,
or
you
the
know
Derek Huffs who are the judges. Like, the judges have to be the stars now.
Or like me that goes, oh man, I used to have a huge crush on Danielle Fishel. Topanga used to be my first crush. Yeah. Of course I know she's on Dancing with the Stars. Only reason I know is because my algorithm pumped it to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that.
See?
That's not a fact in my brain. I don't follow her.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I had to Google almost all of these people. Oh, were there two from the Mormon Wives or whatever?
They can't dance on Dancing with the Stars.
The Secret Lives of Mormon. I don't know if they're on or not, or I'm tripping right now, but yeah.
They can't be on camera. Look at all that technology.
Oh, maybe that who it was, the Jen Affleck. Remember, I was like, who are these people? Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That's what it was. And they claim they started Mom Talk. This is like what I'm saying. Like, there's, with social media, the way everything comes in and out, there's too many famous people now. The other day, Hudson was showing me, it was an influencer, and I was like, who is that? And they go, it's the most famous person on Twitch, Mom. And it was a video of Ed Sheeran climbing into bed with this guy.
Mr. Beast?
No, it wasn't Mr. Beast, because I know who, but this is what I'm saying. There's so many famous people.
Kai,
thank you.
It was Kai Sinat?
It was Kai.
Okay.
Thank you. And they go, Kai, he's got the most followers on Twitch, Mom. But this is what I'm saying.
He's stupid famous.
You have to be like, you have to know who's famous in social media to keep up with some of these.
Yeah, it has to pop up in your algorithm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't follow this kid, but he has millions of people.
Kai?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kai, they were telling me about
Speed, all these cats, yeah. They will literally shut down a city if they pull
it
up.
It was funny. It was a video of Ed Sheeran climbing into bed and waking him up by singing. And so I go, who's that guy? And that's when they were like, Mom.
It's Kai.
He's the most famous guy on Twitch. And so we had a whole conversation
about
it.
They're not wrong. He is the most famous guy
on Twitch.
They were
like, he's awesome. I was like, and now I know who he is.
Some 20-some-year-old kid making bread.
There's too many celebrities now.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Well, and they're celebrity off of like face card and just fun time. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything of note. You know, they're not like athletes. They're not like politicians in some regard. They're not like the people that give themselves something to get famous for. They're just famous.
They just have followings. They're just famous.
He's just Kai.
It's so
true.
He
ain't done nothing with his life but just be Kai. Mm-hmm. And boom.
Well, and he's not on Dancing with the Stars, but he's a perfect example of how many, if you don't know some of these famous people, if you don't know the Alex Earls or the Kai, you know, Sinats, whatever, if you're not going to know some of these people on Dancing with the Stars.
If you don't think it's in the works, you crazy. He's mm-hmm. definitely going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. If he says yes.
Oh, he would. As long as they let him stream behind every scene.
Well, DZ, keep me updated on Topanga.
I got
all
you.
All I need to know is if she goes the whole way.
Now I got to start watching Dancing with the Stars.
You were the one who said you saw it. So, yeah, you're the guy.
And every time after I followed up with, I do not watch the show.
DZ, next week, let us know.
Next week on Dancing with the Stars updates. Allie and DZ, number one, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Yeah?
You're welcome. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.